on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Colorado State Insider with the voice of the Rams, Brian Roth.
Well, after a long hiatus, we welcome everybody back right here into the Colorado State Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Roth. Great to have you with us. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. If you've been listening to the podcast over the last number of years, welcome back. And as always, we ask you to spread the word to other Ram fans about the podcast, as well, we're going to be going strong here over the course of the next 5-6 months. We'll take you right up and through May, and hopefully we'll have a lot of college sports to talk about in that time. But yeah, we've taken an extended break, haven't we? In fact, the last podcast I recorded, I think, was right before the world shut down. It was March 11th, maybe. The Rams were fresh off a trip to the Mountain West Conference basketball tournament, still stinging and smarting a little bit from the loss to Wyoming. And boy, if that could have been the biggest of our problems, would have taken it in a heartbeat. Little did we know that everything was going to get turned upside down following that, but it certainly did. And with spring sports getting canceled, there hasn't been a lot going on in the summer. Obviously, we just felt, well, we put the podcast on hiatus and rejoin everybody coming up in the fall. And that just happens to be here today on Tuesday, as we record this Tuesday, September the 22nd. Well, this has been an interesting time, I know, for all of us, and it certainly has been for myself. The pandemic has wreaked havoc on everybody's lives, and certainly I have not been immune to that. As some Ram fans that know me know that my quote-unquote 9-to-5 job is running a sports video production company, and we specialize in live events, and really, in particular, we specialize in live collegiate sporting events. We do a lot of work with the Big Sky, a lot of work with the Western Athletic Conference as well. We do some Division II sports as well, but when college sports got canceled in the spring, boy, we lost a ton of business. And then obviously with a lot of the fall sports getting canceled here at the time we sit right now, that obviously took a lot of business away from us as well. So we're trying to still navigate that, trying to keep our head above water. So a lot of my time has been kind of spent trying to deal with that. But we're hanging in there. But anyway, that's taken up some of my time. And, you know, in moments like these, and you know, you get 6 months like this, you have to try to look at the silver lining in an otherwise dark and gray world sometimes. And, you know, one of the things that I've been able to do is spend a lot more time with the family, and more, I guess, in depth with that is with the pandemic. This fall, I've decided to homeschool our two third grade 9-year-olds. And we live in Fort Collins, and we're in Pooter School District, and Pooter School District has started the year off with virtual learning. And so with my lack of work, with college sports kind of being shut down for the most part, and the fact that we just didn't feel like we wanted our kids sitting on a computer for 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, I had the time, so we decided to buy some homeschool curriculum, and yeah, teaching third grade out of our dining room here this fall. And while there's been some rough times through the first 4+ weeks, I tell you what, it's been awesome, an absolute blessing, and without the pandemic, certainly that would never have happened. They would be living the normal school life at Pooter School District. So we're doing that, and yeah, we're just trying to get through everything. So that's where it stands in the Roth household right now, but things are starting to pick up work-wise, and we're going to be starting to put out a lot more Colorado State content that I think Ram fans really are going to like. Obviously, the podcast is back here today, and again, yeah, went from being super busy with all my work to super bored, and finally started the podcast back up. So we'll be going each and every week throughout the course of the school year, all the way up until mid to late May. So every Tuesday, at least here in the fall, watch out for the Colorado State Insider Podcast. Also, on the airwaves, starting tomorrow night, Wednesday, September the 23rd, we start our new CSU magazine show. It's called Ram Jam, and it'll air from 7 to 7:30 every Wednesday night on Power 102.9. That's our flagship in Northern Colorado. So if you are in the Northern Colorado area, you can listen to that live on the airwaves at 102.9, 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. Tomorrow night is the inaugural show. You can also stream that as well, and then 102.9 on their website, and I'm not exactly sure what the website is, but Google Power 102.9 Northern Colorado. They will archive the show each and every week. We're going to have Director of Athletics Joe Parker on this week. So make sure to check that out if you're in the Northern Colorado area or really wherever you might be. Ram Jam. And it won't always be the hardest hitting stuff when it comes to college athletics, but it'll introduce you to a lot of Ram student athletes and coaches and kind of take a lighter look at Colorado State University. So that's Ram Jam. And then, well, with no college football on Saturdays, at least for now, and again, we'll get into the whole, is the Mountain West Conference playing football or not playing football? But for now, obviously, there's no college football on the airwaves involving the Colorado State Rams. We are starting our new Rams Rewind series this Saturday at 8 a.m. It'll be on 102.9, the flagship Power FM up in Northern Colorado. Our Denver affiliate, 1340 AM Mile High Sports, is also going to carry it, and then it'll also be available on TuneIn, the TuneIn app, just like all of our Colorado State broadcasts. And we'll be replaying radio broadcasts of some recent Ram football games, and we'll also be joined by a number of guests, whether they be student athletes or coaches or media members that were around for those games. So we get it all kicked off this Saturday on September the 26th at 8 a.m. with the 2012 win against Colorado, the Rocky Mountain Showdown that year. The Rams got the 22-17 win, and it was Jim McElwain's first game ever as the head coach of the Colorado State Rams, and to be able to do that on the big stage down in Denver and knock off your rival. Look, I know the Rams didn't have a great year that season. They went 4-8. I know Colorado wasn't great that year, but as a first-year head coach, to come in and get a win against a rival, yeah, pretty sweet. And kind of set the precedent for Coach McElwain against the CU Buffs. Had a lot of success against them, a lot of success against the Wyoming Cowboys as well. But we'll be joined by Joe Hansley on that broadcast throughout the course of the game. Joe was a true freshman on that team. Of course, he's a Colorado native, prepped at Highlands Ranch High School. He felt he was overlooked by the University of Colorado. So in his first ever collegiate game to score a touchdown and help the Rams beat the Buffs, certainly a memorable experience for Joe. So we'll talk to Joe and reminisce about a 22-17 win for Colorado State. Some of the other games will be previewing, and I shouldn't say previewing, some of the other games will be replaying the radio broadcasts of in our Rams Rewind series. The 2014 Utah State game, Rams won on a last-second field goal. Remember that one like it was yesterday. CSU got the ball back with under a minute. The bomb from Grayson to Rashard Higgins to set up the field goal. I think it was Jared Roberts booted a 50-yarder or something as time expired. We'll be doing the 2014 Wyoming game, 2015 Wyoming game, the 2015 Fresno State game where the Rams clinched a bowl game. 2016, we'll do the final game ever at Hughes Stadium. That was against New Mexico. Boy, what a memory. What a night that was. I remember that one like it was yesterday. And I remember we got off the broadcast and had an extended hour-plus post-game show that night back in 2016. And there were still thousands of Ram fans down on the field, still congregating and celebrating and having a good time. So the final game at Hughes, also from 2016, we'll do the blowout win against San Diego State that year. Rams hung 63 on the Aztecs. That was a good Aztec team as well. 2017, we'll look at the Nevada game and, of course, the Oregon State game, first game ever at the new stadium. And then we'll also look at the Arkansas game in 2018. All of that throughout the course of the fall here on Saturdays at 8 a.m. across the Colorado State Sports Network, our Rams Rewind series. So tune in for that. So a lot of good Colorado State content coming up as we move forward. All right, well, let's get to the point at hand. Will there be Colorado State and Mountain West Conference football this fall? And let me, first off, to be clear, state my position, and anybody that's followed me on social media over the last, well, 3 weeks, month or so, they know what it is, and certainly any Ram fan that I've run into here this summer knows what it is as well. But the Mountain West Conference needs to do everything in its power, everything, to play football this fall, period. End of story. It needs to happen. Otherwise, this season's going to be completely lost, at least on a national scale. It's going to be completely irrelevant, and Not only do they need to play football here this fall, they've got to try to do their very best to start on October 24th. Just like the Big Ten, you want to follow the Big Ten model on this thing. And if you start on October 24th, that means you get a full Mountain West Conference schedule. You would get an 8-game conference schedule. That's what the Mountain West Conference has played forever, since its inception back in 1999. And then it would get you the Mountain West Conference Championship game on December the 19th. And with that, it would get you a shot at a New Year's Six bowl game that would go to the highest ranked group of five team. Now, is the Mountain West Conference behind the eight ball a little bit in that regard? Yeah, they are, because the AAC, the Sun Belt, they have already started playing, and they're most likely going to get more than 8 games on their schedule. Some of them already have wins over Big 12 schools. So the Mountain West Conference is, by virtue of their own doing of canceling their season prematurely back in early August, they're behind the proverbial eight ball when it comes to getting an invite to the New Year's Six bowl game. That doesn't mean it's completely impossible, but it will be impossible if the Mountain West Conference comes out, starts on November the 7th, and only plays a 6-game schedule. So here is what we have as of right now, recording this podcast on Tuesday, September the 22nd. The Big 12, ACC, Sun Belt, and American Athletic Conference, they have all played football games already this fall. SEC will start play this weekend, and the Big Ten is scheduled to open up their season on October the 24th. Now, college football has happened. College football is happening. College football is going to happen with or without the Mountain West Conference. Now, have there been setbacks in the first few weeks of the college football season? Yes, of course there has. There was always going to be positive tests. We all knew that going into this thing. There was always going to be a chance that games were going to have to be postponed. I mean, we've seen several games that have had to be moved due to positive coronavirus tests. In fact, you look at TCU, they were scheduled to play SMU on a Friday night game back on September 11th. That game got postponed because TCU had nearly 50 players that either tested positive for the coronavirus or contact tracing put them in a spot where they couldn't play. 50. Now, of those players that tested positive for the coronavirus, nearly every single one of those players were asymptomatic. Now, look, I don't want to get into the politics of all this stuff on the podcast. I'm just talking about college football. But this summer and this fall, we've had local newspaper writers in Denver, locally here in Northern Colorado, saying that college football could not be played safely. And if it was played at all, it would be a defiance of players' safety. They'd be going against the grain, and it would be a money grab only. The players were going to be used as pawns, and we heard it over and over and over. And I'm not sure I ever read an article about college football, locally or nationally, that tried to outline a way to play. Everything was a reason why they could not play. But here we are. We're in late September now, and it's clear that college football can be played safely. Not without some hiccups, but we know that college football can be played safely. So, what will the Mountain West Conference do? And what will be some of the hurdles they're going to have to overcome to play this fall? Now, the Mountain West Conference presidents, I was told, are meeting today. And restarting the college football season is on the docket. And it's going to be a big part of that docket. Now, I don't expect an announcement today, but I think they're going to have a very good idea of what they want to do. Now, read a report yesterday from Brett McMurphy from Stadium saying that he thinks there could be an announcement as soon as Thursday or Friday on whether or not the Mountain West Conference is going to move forward here this fall, which, again, I think we're into the point where I think it's at least an 80% chance they will. But the question now becomes, when are they going to start? October 24th is the targeted start date, and if that's the case, the presidents of the Mountain West Conference schools, they're going to have to vote on it this week. Time is of the essence. They've got to go this week if the Mountain West Conference is going to play their opening game of the fall 2020 season on October 24th. Now, I think Colorado State could easily do that. And listen, we've heard Coach Addazio talk about it. This summer, we did many Zoom calls with him. And of course, we didn't know what the fall was going to look like. And Coach Addazio kept saying, look, Give us 2-3 weeks, we're going to be ready. Give us 2 weeks, we'll be ready for the CU game. Give us 4 weeks, we'll be ready. And that's kind of the mindset that I think a lot of the college football coaches out there have. Now, optimal preparation for a season opener, probably 6 weeks. 2 weeks of conditioning, 4 weeks for fall camp, but that's the perfect world. Most coaches believe 5 weeks is just fine, and 4 weeks, I think, would probably be about the drop-dead preparation window. Well, October 24th is 5 weeks away, and that's still doable for Colorado State and several other Mountain West Conference schools. Colorado State has players back on campus. They're going through voluntary workouts right now, and the Rams can do it. Now, are there some hurdles some of the other schools in the conference, and particularly the California schools, have? There are, but I don't see them as insurmountable hurdles. Fresno State, for example, students haven't been on campus, and to my own knowledge, that includes the student athletes. And so a challenge therein lies getting those athletes back to camp, back to campus, and starting the process of getting into a fall camp. Could they hit the October 24th date? I think they could. I think every team in the Mountain West Conference could. But understand this. My opinion, anything less than an 8-game schedule and you are all but assured to be disqualified from competing in a New Year's Six Bowl game. And again, let's be honest. A 6-game schedule is really nothing more than an exhibition schedule. It's exhibition football at that point. Now, I get it. Look, it's better than nothing. I will take a 6-game bowl season here this year over nothing. I'll take a 6-game fall season over a spring where you play with either no other FBS conferences or you play with only the MAC. But a true 8-game Mountain West Conference schedule, then you have a championship game. The Mountain West Conference needs to do everything in its power to get that done. Now, the key to all of this is rapid antigen testing. And talked with Joe Parker a little bit earlier this week and talked about the Mountain West Conference plans to try to really ramp that up. And look, we're making great strides in rapid testing across really the world, but certainly across America. And of course, you heard the Pac-12 announce its partnership with Quidel. They're a daily rapid antigen testing company. And in fact, it's groundbreaking stuff. The Pac-12 announced that back in early September, which makes it all the more perplexing why they still haven't officially announced a fall season. But rapid testing is key, and the Mountain West Conference is not going to move forward without it. I think they're going to get it, and I think we're going to see that rapid antigen testing become more prevalent, more cost-effective, as we continue to move forward. And as those tests become more widespread and cost-effective, I think you're going to start seeing college sports get back to normal. And hopefully, by the time we get into late December, into January, and hopefully into the spring, we're going to see college sports as a whole come back in full bloom. All right, listen, running out of time here. Want to wrap up the podcast on this. And one more thing on playing this fall. First off, my kids played Little League sports all summer. They did so very safely. Many kids are back in school across America, back in school here in Colorado, even though my kids aren't with Poudre School District, but many are, and many have been back safely. We've seen high school football across the country come back, and we've seen that safely. High school football in Colorado is going to come back partially. Now, listen, maybe not without hiccups, but I think it's coming back safely. And those are two very different things that you have to weigh. Hiccups are one thing. Compromising safety is another. And I don't think the safety is being compromised with the return of high school football across America. And I don't think it's being compromised with the return of college football here. So with schools open, college campuses open for the most part, high schools, junior highs, elementary schools, a lot of them, at least in some form or fashion, have in-person learning. There is no reason college football in the Mountain West Conference cannot operate safely. And one final thought, a spring season, let's say with the MAC, let's say the Mountain West Conference and the MAC are the only two conferences playing in the spring, it would clearly label Colorado State and the Mountain West Conference as a football program and football conference that clearly is just not even a step below the Power Five conferences, but several steps below. It would be a death knell for the Mountain West Conference. Spring college football season for CSU would be one of the most irrelevant seasons in the history of college football. And not only that, you would be asking your kids, your programs, to play two seasons in 10 months. Listen, forget about it. If you play in the spring, you're going to hinder and stunt your fall season in 2021. And with every other pertinent FBS conference playing normal football in the fall of 2021, as coaches sometimes say, you can't let one loss turn into two. Well, you can't let one lost fall season turn into another lost fall season moving into the fall of 2021. I mean, you would just handcuff yourself as a conference. Not just one year, but in two consecutive years, it would be suicide. I think the Mountain West Conference knows that. I know the Mountain West Conference college football coaches know that. The athletic directors know that. So we'll have to see how it plays out. But I don't think spring football is an option at this point. It's fall or bust. I think the only question we have now is when the Mountain West Conference will play its opening week of college football. All right, that's going to do it, and we appreciate everybody coming back for the first installment of the Colorado State Insider Podcast. Apologize, no guests here this week. That's not going to be the norm. We're going to have plenty of guests, plenty of features on the podcast as we move forward, but it's been a long time since I've been behind the microphone and really wanted to get some of my points across about the importance of playing college football in the Mountain West Conference here this fall. It is absolutely paramount. All right, remember, please subscribe, rate the podcast if you could, and always spread the word to other Colorado State Ram fans. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Colorado State Insider Podcast.
This has been the Colorado State Insider with Brian Roth. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Colorado State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.